Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of October 4th, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Let's start with the good news. Cheers! Women receive awards for doing good deeds. Three women and a couple won the 2008 Right Livelihood Awards on October 1st. The awards honor independent journalism, economic balance, peace building, social justice, and eradication of poverty, and is also known as the Alternative Nobel. The award is given by the Right Livelihood Awards Foundation. U.S. journalist Amy Goodman, founder and host of the radio and TV program Democracy Now!, was honored for her independent political journalism. Through Democracy Now!, Amy offers space to unpopular voices and the opportunity for millions of people to hear them. Somalian activist Asha Hagi, the co-founder of Save Somali Women and Children, was honored for her effort to mobilize women in the decision-making and clan-based mediations of her war-ravaged nation. German gynecologist Monika Hauser of Medica Mondiale was recognized for her commitment to seek punishment and compensation for women who are sexually abused in wartime. Married Indian activists Krishnamal and Sankara Lingam Jagannathan founded the social justice group Land for the Tillers Freedom. They were honored for carrying the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi by working on human sustainability issues for landless people in India. More news to cheer this week. The Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund endorsed 100 openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender political candidates in 2008. The Political Action Committee says it is a record year for LGBT candidates running for all levels of political office. Indira Nooyi, chair and CEO of PepsiCo, takes the number one spot in Fortune's list of the 50 most powerful women in for-profit companies in its latest issue. The Debbie Smith Act, which is the law authorizing funding to reduce the DNA testing backlog in rape cases, was reauthorized by Congress. The announcement came from the office of Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, a Democrat out of New York, who sponsored the bill. Maloney said, quote, "Every unprocessed rape kit represents a victim who has been denied justice. DNA evidence puts rapists behind bars," unquote. The Future Church is lobbying to reinstate passages that refer to women into the Catholic lectionary. The lectionary is a collection of biblical passages selected specifically by the church. The Future Church argues that women's relevance in Catholic teachings have been historically overlooked or deleted. The Feminist Political Education Project has demanded an equal share of power in Zimbabwe by 2015. This women's rights group made its demands a few days after the country's main political party signed a power-sharing agreement. Only one of eight negotiators in the agreement was female. Now for the downside of the news, jeers for news that the U.S. halts condoms to Africa. Free condom delivery through programs run by Marie Stopes International has been seriously disrupted in Ghana, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. This because the U.S. Agency for International Development invoked the so-called global gag rule to end deliveries of condoms to the organization. In a statement, Marie Stopes chief Dana Hovig said the aid was cut off because the group works in China, whose government, USAID, accuses of engaging in forced abortions. The gag rule bars U.S. funding for any group that offers abortion services, counseling, or lobbies to change abortion laws. Hovig called the cutoff purely political and dangerous to the lives of women, since women in the six African nations will be left with few options other than dangerous, illegal abortions. In 2007, Marie Stopes' aid work helped prevent 12.5 million unintended pregnancies. The U.S. government is also threatening to withhold $262 million in funding from California state programs that provide contraceptive services, prenatal care to pregnant women, and testing for sexually transmitted diseases to 1.7 million low-income people. The Bush administration wants the state to change its method for counting the number of undocumented immigrants who use the programs because they are prohibited from receiving assistance as a matter of federal policy. The state says the program saved taxpayers $1.4 billion annually by preventing 170,000 unintended pregnancies each year. More news to jeer this week. Malalai Kakar, a high-profile female police captain, was shot and killed by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Kakar was an advocate for greater freedom for Afghan women and led the unit that investigates crimes against women for the Kandahar police. She was the mother of six. Republican legislators in Utah plan to sponsor state legislation banning abortions in nearly all cases. The ban would allow exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the life of the woman. The coalition says the proposed bill will serve as a challenge to the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, and said an unidentified Washington-based organization would bear the costs of defending the legislation in courts. John Labruzzo, a Republican state representative from Louisiana, is studying a proposal to pay low-income women $1,000 to have their tubes tied as an anti-poverty measure. Labruzzo said he worried that people who receive food stamps and subsidized housing have higher birth rates than more affluent people, and that the birth rates contribute to higher costs for social welfare programs. That belief has been widely discredited. Zulus eagerly defy a year-old South African government ban on what's called virginity testing, in which girls under 16 years old present themselves to tribal leaders to have their genitals inspected. Supporters of the traditional practice say it helps prevent teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Opponents say it stigmatizes those who fail the test and puts others at risk for rape. In this region devastated by AIDS, some people believe that men can be cured if they have sex with a virgin. These news briefs were compiled by Julia Angeliscu, Jennifer Thurston, and Rita Henley Jensen. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yen Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yen Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.